This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutan, with me Kusu Chuang and Joyce Goh. We'll continue to look at the stock market, the plenty of volatility there when it reopened. On the line to share his near-term outlook is Benny Lee, advisor to the Malaysian Association of Technical Analysts. Good morning, Benny. Yesterday, there was a volatile session for various counters. Can we expect more of the same in the near term?
Hi, good morning. Well, I think the volatility is still going to happen as long as there is still speculation. I think the market is still trying to adjust and thinking the information after the general election. We are in, after all, in an uncharted territory. I think the speculation will be more towards politically connected companies. We have seen on the book the white companies that are politically connected has been very bullish, and on the other extreme has been very bearish as well. So this is really causing the market to be very volatile in the short term. And we're going to see this volatility probably going to happen at least in the next few weeks before the market settles down. And I was also watching the futures market yesterday. It was really a roller coaster ride. I think we have not seen this before. The KLCI index futures has made a 95-point swing and ended up 13.5 points premium against the KLCI. So I guess the market is still not settled down. We're going to expect this volatility to continue, like I said, probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
But in terms of the volatility on BN linked stocks, more weakness this morning for George Kent, Gambogan Acres, MyEG, of course, Tiger Synergy, Excel Force. From a market perspective, what do you think the new government should do in terms of relaying to the investment community that you know that these counters are affected or unaffected?
Well, I don't think so. The government can give any advice or whatsoever to the investors. I think the investors should look at the fundamentals of the company and you know the direction that they're moving to, instead of being making a lot of speculation whether this company is going to be benefited or is whether they're going to be tracked by the government. But I think at the end of the day, the market should cool down a little bit. They should not make really rash decisions at the moment. We should, of course, this kind of control, the market will still be, especially the retail market, will still be speculating over these counters. We're going to expect, of course, this kind of correction, and we have seen in the previous elections as well, markets tend to be volatile, at least in the next few weeks. So as an investor, I think the market should stay back and just wait for the market to subside a little bit.
Hi, Benny. Are there particular stocks or sectors that you are keeping an eye on?
Oh, there are. The U.S. dollar has been strengthening since the beginning of this year. If you look at the U.S. dollar and ringgit chart, you'll find a double bottom, which is an indication of the U.S. dollar finding a support. We are probably going to see the ringgit weaken further in the short term in a period of 3 months, and this will provide opportunities once again to the export-oriented companies that have suffered since early 2017 when the ringgit strengthened. The other sector that I'm looking at is also the finance sector. We are looking at probably more interest rate hikes this year, although it will not be an aggressive one. But because also the election uncertainty is over, the businesses will start to plan their expansion plans once again, and this will benefit the finance sector. The last sector would be the commodities, which is the plantation sector. I think this will be interesting because this is one of the worst performing sectors last year. And it's already been quite oversold at this moment. So we're going to expect a technical rebound this year, especially if the ringgit continues to weaken.
Benny, if we can just focus on the Pakatan Harapan government, any signals that you're getting from Tun Dr. Mahathir is leading as the Prime Minister, what are you hearing that's either reassuring or not reassuring to the markets, and what would you like to hear in the coming days and weeks?
Well, I think there's definitely going to be a lot of cleanup, a lot of correction in the market itself. I mean, this is, like I said, we are in an uncharted territory. But of course, what we want to see is, the first thing we want to see is that, the Pakatan Harapan government, start to begin the work with a manifesto. And one of the important things is to actually actually lower down the government debt or the sovereignty debt, which is now about 50%, you know, and that would be a threshold for rating agencies once again to look at, you know, the debt ability of the government. But at this moment, Moody's has just came out with a rating and just maintained the rating. But if this, you know, if the debt is going to increase, then of course the rating will start to come down. But looking at the Pakatan government, Pakatan Harapan promises to actually bring down the debt, and you know, if it's their manifesto, and this is what I think we are looking forward to. And if this happens, then we're probably going to see the Malaysian market moving forward.
Benny, as you said we are in uncharted territory. So what strategies would be best suited for the current market?
Although I said it's uncharted territory, but I think the volatility is probably just going to be in the short term because the markets, including global markets, are still very bullish at this point of time. We have seen the bullish market started in 2008 until today. And this beginning of this year, we have seen a correction, but the correction did not turn down into a bearish trend. This shows that it was still being well supported. And in the past few weeks, we are already seeing some rallies and the correction may be over. So technically, the market is still in a bullish trend, and we can expect this trend to continue. And therefore, any dips in the market will probably be a good opportunity for investors or traders to look for, especially in the sectors that I've just mentioned. And like I said, even counters that has been whacked down by the politically connected companies, there will probably be opportunities as well on these counters as long as the fundamentals are still quite good.
Thank you so much, Benny. That was Benny Lee, advisor to the Malaysian Association of Technical Analysts.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.